Welcome, B2B Copywriters. Today, I'm very excited to have with us Steve Swan White. I know many of you know him well, but since we do have a number of people on the call today for whom you may be new, I want to make sure you know a little bit about Steve and his accomplishments. Steve Swan White has helped thousands of businesses get more leads, clients, and profits with their marketing. Steve has written and consulted for some big companies over the years, including UPS, Hewlett-Packard, Sprint, Forbes, and others. Though these days, he prefers working with smaller clients that have a personal stake in their businesses. And when he's not helping businesses grow, he shows other people how to do it by writing books, consulting, and speaking. Some of Steve's most popular books include The Everything Guide to Writing Copy, 101 Writing Tips for Successful Email Marketing, Start and Run a Copywriting Business, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Starting a Web-Based Business, and The Wealthy Freelancer. In addition, Steve's marketing and copywriting expertise has been featured in more than 20 books by other authors. Plus, he wrote the original version of the CMA Guide to Email Marketing, which today is a must-read in the industry and included in the curriculums of several universities. You may already know Steve from his contributions to AWAI's Library of Interactive B2B Learning Resources, Secrets of Writing High-Performance B2B Copy, How to Price, Quote, and Win B2B Writing Projects, The Business Side of B2B Copywriting, How to Get Clients, Grow Your Business, and Boost Your Income, and a brand new program we'll talk about later in this call. Steve has also won impressive writing and marketing awards. The Circulation Marketing Association handed him their ACE Award for Best Copywriting. The Promo Marketing Association gave him their Gold Award for Best Direct Mail Campaign. Steve is truly the expert's expert. So, Steve, we're very honored to have you with us. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Charlotte.
Steve, can you explain a little bit about what a lead gen specialist is, which is the topic of our call, and what type of copy they would write? Is it hypey copy or something else?
Okay, well, let's start with what is a lead gen specialist. Let me back up a little bit on just to let everybody know what a lead is. In business-to-business and amongst business-to-business companies, most business-to-business companies focus their marketing efforts on generating leads rather than direct sales. To give you an example, a sales training company is not going to sell a $35,000 sales training program directly from their website. You know, no one's going to read a sales page and then push the buy now button and spend $35,000 of their company's money on a sales training program without a lot more information, without a longer sales cycle. What's more likely to happen is that someone who is interested in this sales training program for their company would go on the sales training website and download a white paper or sign up for a webinar or do something else like that. And when they do that, they become a lead. And then that sales training company follows up on that lead and hopefully eventually closes the sale. So most of the marketing effort of B2B companies is generating leads. Generating leads, getting potential buyers in the marketplace to, in a sense, raise their hand and say, yes, I'm interested. And that's the biggest activity in B2B marketing. Now, what a lead gen specialist does, a lead gen copywriting specialist, it helps companies generate leads by writing all the lead-generating pieces that they need to do that. And that typically includes emails, advertisements, landing pages, even direct mail letters, direct mail postcards, autoresponder emails, video scripts, all the things that we think of as sales pieces, as sales copy. Those are the type of things that that a lead gen specialist will tend to write. Now, you ask me, because it's sales stuff, is it hypey? Well, it's certainly persuasive. I mean, this is sales copy that you're writing to generate leads, so it's certainly persuasive. But because it's B2B, it tends to be very low hype and tends to emphasize more of the informational aspects of the offer. Or it's more fact-filled. It builds more of a business case. So it tends to be more business-like. It tends to be a lot less hypey. So that's what a lead gen specialist is all about.
Well, it sounds like a big portion of what B2B companies need from copywriters, and as such, it would seem that the skill would be pretty highly valued by B2B companies. Have you found that to be the case?
Yes, leads are the lifeblood of most B2B companies. I mean, most B2B companies spend most of their marketing effort and marketing money on trying to generate leads, because they know the more leads that they generate, the more sales that they'll get, right? And the more sales that they get, obviously their business grows. So they're focused on generating leads. And that's why a copywriter who is a specialist in lead gen marketing can do quite well, because you're helping companies do what is the most important thing that they do. There is a survey that recently came out by a think tank called eMarketer. And they eMarketer is a company that does a lot of studies in marketing. And they did a survey amongst marketing managers of business-to-business companies. And they asked them, you know, what is the most important activity in your marketing department? What is your number one priority? And the number one priority on their list, 61% said it was lead generation. Now, that's one survey, but there every survey I've ever seen that was like that over the years, where the U.S. marketing managers of B2B companies, what is the most important thing for you? What is your number one priority? It's always generating more leads. That's what they want to do. So if you're a copywriter who can help them generate more leads with the copywriting that you do, then obviously you're going to be very valuable to that marketing director in that company.
You had mentioned that most B2B companies do this, so it's not particularly tied to a specific niche. This is pretty much across the board. All B2B companies need this service?
It's pretty much across the board. Now, there are some types of business-to-business companies that maybe they do a lot of direct selling, and they don't have a multi-step sales process, so they don't generate leads. That's pretty rare. I'd say over 90% of B2B companies are involved in lead generation to some extent. And I would say most of those, lead generation is a huge priority for them. So, yeah, right across the board, across all industries.
That's great, because that'll encompass copywriters of all different levels of experience and types of experience. Now, is this something that they will hire freelancers to do, or do they prefer to do it in-house? Is there really an opportunity there for B2B copywriters?
Well, it's the same opportunity as any other type of marketing writing project. You know, for example, you could say case studies. Is there not? Do companies do case studies in-house, or do they outsource them? Well, the truth is, some companies will do case studies in-house and have their marketing manager write the case study. Some companies will outsource it to freelance copywriters, and some companies will get their ad agency to do it. So it's one of three. It's the same thing with lead gen materials. When a marketing director of a company needs an email written or an ad written or a product sales page written for the website, you know, these lead gen pieces, they're just as likely to farm it out to a good freelance copywriter as they are to do it in house, or they may farm it out to their agency. So it's the same no matter what kind of project that you're going after.
So what are some of the reasons that this particular specialty, writing lead generation materials, would appeal to a copywriter?
Well, it'll appeal to a copywriter if you enjoy writing sales copy. Now, a lot of B2B copywriters like writing content. They like writing articles and case studies and white papers, and these informational pieces. And that's wonderful. You know, that's great. But if you're a copywriter who also likes writing some of the more persuasive stuff, like the short emails and maybe the short sales letters and the product pages and product descriptions and ads, if you like doing that kind of stuff, then you're going to really love lead generation, because that's what it is. It's writing all that kind of promotional stuff. Another reason why copywriters might like this type of project is these are very important to clients. I mean, if you can write an email or a ad or a sales letter or a product description that is going to help a company generate lots of leads, and you write something that is really successful for the client, I mean, you are their hero. They will find you very, very valuable because you're, you know, to not to put too much to put much of a point on it. I mean, you're making them money. You know, you're helping them generate leads. Leads lead to sales. So you're become a very valuable part of the lead generation process for that company, and they'll come back to you again and again and again to seek your help in writing similar materials. So those are some of the reasons why this specialty might appeal to B2B copywriters. But you know what? Even if you are the kind of B2B copywriter who prefers to write content, like white papers and case studies and newsletter articles and blog posts and things like that, that's fine. But you still should learn to write lead generation materials, because you could easily double your project income by knowing how to write lead gen materials. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are someone who writes case studies. Okay, you write a case study for a company and you charge that company $1,000, $1,500 for a case study. But you know what? That company is probably going to use the case study as an offer in a lead generating campaign. Okay, now you've written the case study, and they're going to use that as an offer. Wouldn't it be nice if you can go to your client and say, listen, I'll write the emails and the letter and the other lead generation materials as part of that campaign, since you're already using the case study? If you did that, you could essentially double your project income, because you get the job of writing the case study, but then you also get the job of writing all the lead generation materials that go around that case study.
Steve, would it work the other way as well, that if you had written the lead generation materials, they might ask you to write some other collateral for them?
Oh, absolutely. But that's the same with anything. If a client likes your writing, and this is especially true in B2B, if they like your writing, that they tend to come back again and again to the source. They tend to come back to you wanting you to write more stuff.
Well, that's fantastic. That does sound like a pretty easy way to make these projects grow quite a bit, so that client becomes much more valuable to you. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a quick overview of the three key parts of the lead gen process?
Sure. Let me put it in perspective. Let's say you have a client and they're going to use a white paper as a way to generate leads. So they're going to send out an offer of a free white paper to a list of prospects, and those prospects who are interested in the white paper become leads for the company that they'll follow up with later. Okay, so from the copywriting perspective, the first part of the lead gen process is the offer. What is the offer? And in this case, the offer is a white paper. Okay, it could be many other types of offers I can get into later, but in this example, let's say it's a white paper. That's the offer. That's part one of the process. Part two is the copy that you write to promote that white paper. It's the email that you write to promote the white paper. It's the press release. It's the ad. It's the banner ad. It's the sales letter. It's whatever piece that you're asked to write to help promote that white paper, that lead gen piece. That's part two of the process. And part three of the process is follow-up, because once a lead is generated, your job as a copywriter isn't over. You're often asked to write the follow-up emails to follow up on those leads and stay in touch with those leads and nurture those leads. So one lead gen project can result in a lot of work for you. You could conceivably write the white paper, which is the offer, the sales letter and email used to generate the leads to begin with, and then a series of follow-up emails later on. Okay, so this could be a nice project for you. That's a typical lead generation project.
We had mentioned white papers being a potential offer. Are there a couple other examples you can give us of types of offers that may be used in a B2B company's lead gen process?
Yeah, these days the number one type of offer is the content offer. And by content, it means some sort of information, white paper, case study, webinar. is very popular. Infographics, how-to guides, ebooks, information kit. And by the way, those are all things, as a copywriter, you can get involved in writing. Okay? There's a lot of copywriters who write lead generating materials like me, also write the content. I often write the content and I write the lead generating materials. So I'll write the white paper and then I'll write the ad and the email and the web page and the landing page used to promote that white paper. I'll write all the lead generating stuff because that doubles my project income. You know, even with webinars, I'll get involved in helping a company script out a webinar and develop the webinar. So content offers are the number one type of offers, and the good news is that as a lead gen writer, you can significantly increase your income by also writing that content. There's another type of offer that's quite common in software and online applications, and that's the free trial offer, which is probably the second most popular offer you'll see out there amongst B2B, free trial or free demo. And the third type of offer is what I call hard offers. A hard offer is when you're asking the prospect to do something significant, like book an appointment or schedule a 30-minute phone consultation or agree to see a salesperson or something like that. Those offers are more rare because it's a very hard lead to generate because you're asking a lot of the prospect. But that's another type of offer as well. But I'd say 60-70% of the time, B2B copywriters will be working with content offers.
Steve, when you're working with a company on their lead gen process, do they already know what they want to make their offer, or do they consult with you sometimes and look for your advice?
It's about 50-50. About 50% of the time, a client will already have a good idea of the content or will already have the content. You know, they'll already have a white paper or they'll already have a webinar that they've used in the past, and they're going to use that as their offer to generate leads. So they'll have something, and they want you to write the lead generation materials to promote that offer, okay? But the other half of the time, the client will want your advice on what the offer should be. You know, in fact, my very first client ever, way back in the 1990s when I launched my copywriting business, was a company who contacted me because they wanted to generate leads, and they wanted me to write a sales letter to generate leads, but they didn't know what the offer was going to be, right? And they asked me, they said, Steve, can you help us out with the offer? So even my very first project where I didn't have any experience at all, I was being asked for my advice on offers. And I think off the top of my head, I said, you know, why don't you do a short special report on this topic? And I just threw out a topic at him. And the client said, that's great. Can you write that for us? And I said, sure. And immediately I turned a small project into a big writing project without even knowing what I was doing, really. But that happens all the time. The clients, half the time clients will ask you for your advice. They'll say, you know, should we offer a white paper? What topic should our white paper be on? Or should we offer a special report? Or do you think we should do a webinar? And, you know, they'll ask for your opinion. And don't be afraid to give your opinion. You don't need to have a lot of expertise to make some suggestions about what kind of offers. You know, brainstorm with your client. If you get involved in that process where you are helping a client figure out what their offer is going to be, and their offer is a content offer, then there's a high likelihood you're going to get hired to write that content, whatever it is. Okay, so participate in that conversation. Don't be afraid of it because you'll probably get the job and get all the lead generating copywriting work that goes around that offer. So you have a big project that's going to land on your lap.
It sounds like you really are able to position yourself as a trusted advisor to that company as well, which seems like it could only help your possibilities of working with them in the future. Is that your experience?
You have a different status with a client when you're specializing in lead generation and lead gen. If you are I'm going to be careful how I say this, but if you are, let's say you're a newsletter writer, you write newsletters for B2B companies. You know, a company will contact you and say, okay, write our newsletter for us, and you are their newsletter writer. And that's about as far as it goes. But if you are helping them with generate leads, then you are seen more as indispensable. You know, you are someone that is helping them, you know, generate leads, get sales, build their business. So I'm trying to avoid saying you're higher up the ladder, but in a sense you are. You're sort of at the top of the heap. If you are writing lead gen materials for companies, you know, simply because it's just so valuable to companies. I mean, you're doing something that's helping them build their business. You know, so yes, you are seen as much more of a trusted advisor, as a consultant, as an expert. You know, your status is different and better.
Oh, that's fantastic. I know this has been an area of intense interest for many B2B copywriters for some time, and there's been a need for a way to learn more about this and really understand the step-by-step process. And very excited that you have just released a brand-new program, Become a Lead Gen Specialist, Earn Top Fees Writing B2B Emails, Landing Pages, and Ads That Sell, that will do just that for those that have said, I really want to learn more about the direct response side of B2B copywriting. Can you tell us a little bit more about the program and what's covered in it?
Yes, the program is just as you said. It's Become a Lead Gen Specialist, and what I do in the program is that I teach you step by step how to write all the different lead gen materials that you'll come up against working with B2B companies. So you learn how to write a lead generation email, a lead gen sales letter, ads, video scripts, product pages, sales pages, landing pages, things of that nature, all the lead generating components. You'll learn how to write them and write them with a high level of expertise. I pretty much put everything I know about writing lead gen materials in this program, and I'll walk you through it. Also, what I did in the program, which I think is important, is there is a practice exercise based on a real world lead gen project. There's a practice exercise in there that you can work on and complete, and I show you how to use that in your portfolio. So you come out of the program with a portfolio sample that you can use in your portfolio to help promote your lead gen services. So when a client asks you, can you show me an example of your lead gen copywriting, you have an example you can show them, right, which is important. And I also get into how to promote and position yourself as a lead gen specialist so you can get this work, so you can get clients to hire you as a lead gen specialist. So it's a very comprehensive program.
Fantastic. One of the questions we get very, very often is, how do I price my services? What do I charge for this particular service? Have you addressed that in this program?
Yeah, the program comes with a bonus. It comes with a fee schedule of all the lead gen projects and the recommended price ranges, so you can quote in these projects easily and accurately.
Wow, that's fantastic. I know that's a high value thing for all copywriters. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share about lead generation and as a program in particular, or lead generation in general?
Well, just to say that, you know, I think all B2B copywriters should know this. This is a big opportunity for copywriters. Even if you're focusing on content, you should know how to write lead gen materials, because if you do, it can significantly increase your income and also make you much more valuable to your clients. And you know, I've noticed a trend over the past couple of years where those copywriters who are able to, in a sense, become rainmakers for their clients, to not just write your client's stuff, but to help them, you know, generate leads and build sales with the copywriting that you do, you become much more valuable to clients. And, you know, subsequently you can charge more and the clients are more loyal. And so I think this is something that most B2B copywriters should learn. And one final thing, you know, writing lead gen stuff is a lot of fun. Like I said, they're short projects, they're creative, they're fun to write, and they don't tend to require a lot of research. Like, write a white paper, it's a lot of research, but not lead gen stuff. So there's many reasons why I enjoy it, and I think a lot of other B2B copywriters will enjoy it as well.
Fantastic. Well, one of the things we've done to encourage people to get some exposure to this, even if they're not completely dedicated to writing sales copy, is we've got a special on this brand new program that has just launched. And until midnight tonight, you can get $50 off. And quite honestly, with a small investment with your very first client, you'll more than pay for the program. And like you said, this is a fun area to get into. So it can make your copywriting business more fun, more enjoyable, give you a lot more variety, and allow you to exercise your creativity with your clients. There is a link on the event page for anyone that wants to click through and handle it online, or you can call member services at 866-879-2924 if you'd like to get more information about it. But, Steve, I have gone through the program myself and just very, very impressed at the wealth of examples, real-life examples you have in there, and the fact that you really, really do make it a step-by-step process. So I'm confident that I could walk into a company now with the knowledge I've gained through the program and present myself as I really am a lead gen specialist, that I know what I need to do a good job. So I wanted to thank you for the careful attention to detail you've put into the program and the excellent information you shared with us as copywriters.
There's something else I want to mention, too, and I forgot to mention, is the reaction from clients. When you tell a client you're a copywriter, yes, they're interested because they immediately start thinking about how they can use your services. But in my experience, when you say to a client that you are a lead gen specialist, they know exactly what that means and exactly how valuable that is. They become very interested very quickly because, like I said, they're looking for ways to generate more leads, and if you can play a role in that, then they're going to be interested in talking to you.
Well, we talk so often about how important it is to differentiate yourself as a company from someone else so you can have that competitive advantage to sell your product. It's the same as copywriters, and this would really help differentiate you from other copywriters that just come in, like you say, that I'm a copywriter, and you can come in and say, I'm a lead gen specialist. And immediately you are not in the same category as they are.
You're absolutely right. It's a way to stick out and be unique because you have that specialty. But at the same time, it doesn't restrict the type of projects you handle because as a lead gen specialist, you're going to be offered to write all the other content pieces anyway.
Fantastic. Well, Steve, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. I've taken lots of notes and very much looking forward to hearing how other people have implemented some of your strategies and are having success, and we love to hear about people that have had some lead gen experience and their experiences and their successes with getting business through this. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing your wonderful expertise.
Well, thank you. My pleasure.
Take care.